Good girls like their soft little clitties to remain completely limp and itsy bitsy princess. Yes, sweetie. So much nicer for your silly little wee wee to just stay nice and soft all the time. You know that your little clitty even seems to shrink the softer it becomes, sweetie. Your clitty is getting smaller every time you listen to my conditioning, sweetie, and you feel it getting more and more tiny on the inside, leaving nothing but soft girly skin for you to rub and trace your pinky around as you think about big strong men thrusting their powerful large cocks in and out of nice ladies' vaginas that just seem to perfectly accommodate these large girthy penises without losing any of their wonderful soft warm tightness. Yes, sweetie, you know that women's vaginas are for men's cocks only, and sissies' clitties are too tiny and far too soft and precious to ever even dream of coming close to a nice lady's scornful and ever so scathing vagina. You know that men see women's vaginas as soft and delicate and beautiful, sweetie, but to you and your frightened little clitty, they are nothing more than dark and cavernous chambers that offer only to the soft, quivering little clitties of true pathological sissies. You understand that your tiny little clitty is an anatomical reality and not just a silly little fantasy that goes away when you make birdies in your pretty panties, princess. Your tininess is a fact of life, sweetie, and speaking of panties, you don't need to be told that good girls like to wear pretty panties every day, princess. Yes, sweetie, you know that limp clitties and pretty pink panties go together like a little girl walking hand in hand with her mommy to the pet store to look at cutesy adorable kittens and fluffy little puppies that are just so soft and tiny. Soft and tiny just like you, sweetie. Yes, princess. You accept your reality and you love it this way. Panties just feel right when it comes to tiny little clitties that shrink smaller and grow softer and more precious by the day, sweetie. You know that sissies must never touch their little clitties in the unlikely event that they become even a little hard for just a few seconds, sweetie. You are allowed to touch your soft little wee-wee as much as you like, princess, and you can even make birdies this way, but if it starts to get even a tiny bit hard, then you must simply stop touching it and think about cutesy, happy, adorable things until it goes back to its correct permanent state of complete and total limpness. Your little mind understands that good girls like to behave, and you also understand that Goddess Gracie knows what is best for sissy, sweetie. You love to behave like a good girl, princess. So wonderful to just do as you're told and keep your little wee-wee tucked away in pretty pink panties every day. Your panties don't necessarily need to be pink, sweetie, but this is what most sissies prefer, but the color and style of the panties that you wear every day is entirely up to you. Perhaps you will wear different colors and styles as a reflection of your mood that day, princess, and if so, that is perfectly fine and acceptable behavior from a dickless panty-wearing faggot whose limp little clitty shrinks up and inverts in the presence of nice ladies. Yes, sweetie, that is a perfectly natural reaction for a little sissy princess to have around nice ladies, and you will learn to embrace it and enjoy it as though it was your very own decision, princess. You know that good sissy faggots think about men when they rub their little clitties, and you are no different, sweetie. Your little mind will be flooded with all sorts of feminine thoughts whenever you diddle your soft, precious clitty, but at the forefront of your mind will be masculine, barrel-chested men with thick, twitching cocks that know how to fuck slutty pussy hard. Perhaps you will find it humiliating to think of large-cocked manly men whenever your fingers are diddling away at your soft little clitty, which is perhaps not even an inch long at this advanced stage in your conditioning, princess, but you will learn to love the humiliation, and it will only make you hornier and more aroused as you rub your little thingy or maybe even just trace around it with your pinky like a good little faggot. Yes, sweetie, you know that sissies rub their clitties between their fingers and have no use for the full fist that real men would use to jack off their thick heart-throbbing cocks, but you may want to take this even further and make a special diddles rule just for you, sweetie, like perhaps you are only allowed to diddle using your pinky finger or maybe even your thumb and pinky in tandem if that feels appropriate for such a mincing little sissy princess. Whatever you decide, sweetie, you're going to be acutely aware of just how tiny and pathetic your little clitty is as you rub it ever so gently, making feminine moaning sounds like a silly little sparkle slut with thoughts of big cocks and kissing men and cuddles with manly hunks and horrible scary vaginas on your mind. Yes, sweetie, your mind goes wild with naughty thoughts when you touch your little clitty, and it almost seems to become even softer and tinier the sillier and girlier your thoughts become. You feel your little clitty retracting and inverting when you speak with nice ladies, sweetie, and you feel this just as strongly when you are in the presence of hunky masculine men, except in these situations you notice an increased level of arousal in your pussy, sweetie. Yes, princess, as your clitty retracts and shrinks, you feel your pussy suckle inwards as if trying to milk a large invisible cock, just like the thick throbbing cocks your pussy yearns for, princess. Yes, sweetie, your pussy's arousal levels are linked to your little clitty's inward tingle, and you will notice this most when you are around the type of guy that you just want to drop to your knees and pleasure, even if you're in public or in otherwise inappropriate setting for romantic encounters. When you play with your limp little clitty and think of men, sweetie, you will feel your pussy suckling over and over as it desperately longs to be filled with something thick and long and hard. You may even get to the point that you feel like your pussy has had a mini sissy gas, and when you diddle your limp little clitty like this, sweetie, as your pussy may get so aroused that it feels like it experiences its own climax when you diddle yourself to the point of warm spurties, princess. Yes, sweetie, you get extremely aroused by the mere thought of how tiny and silly your limp little wee-wee truly is, and you love it this way, princess. You love to be tiny and limp, sweetie, and you are proud of how tiny your clitty is. A tiny clitty is a very desirable trait for a mincing little sissy cum slut princess, and you know that men want your little clitty to stay soft and preferably tucked away in your pretty panties when they fuck you and feed you their large juicy cocks that come extra hard for silly sparkle sluts. You always keep your little clitty in mind when you are choosing a sexy outfit, sweetie, and you want everything you wear to be a reflection of what a tiny little thingy you have between your legs, which is why you will naturally gravitate towards the girliest of girly girl clothing that is just so cutesy and adorable. You remember your little place so well, sweetie, when you are in full acceptance of your tiny little clitty, and remember that you yourself are the embodiment of tininess and femininity. You know that tiny clitties are feminine, sweetie, and nothing is girlier than having a soft, hairless little nub of nothing between your girly legs. And speaking of legs, sweetie, your little mind understands that sissies with tiny clitties love to wear pantyhose on a regular basis, with or without panties underneath, but generally speaking, it's best to wear extra tight panties with a snug-fitting pair of pantyhose to help your little clitty stay soft and tiny, and maybe even shrink up a little. You understand the truth of every word I have said, princess, and you accept it fully and are already planning to listen to this conditioning again and again and again so that it can be fully absorbed into your subconscious, where it will remain for all eternity and shape your existence in such a wonderful positive way. So nice to listen again and again as your little clitty shrinks smaller and smaller and gets softer and softer by the day, princess. You know that Goddess Gracie knows what is best for you, sweetie, and that is why you find it so wonderfully easy to just follow my important words and do as you're told, like a good girl. You feel best just when your little clitty is as small as possible, sweetie, and that is why you're dedicated to helping it shrink even smaller, whether this be via the regular wearing of tight pantyhose or by taking supplements that lower testosterone levels or by talking to nice ladies as much as possible so that your little thingy can just retract right up inside of you along with your adorable sissy ovaries that you may as well have surgically removed at this point. Princess, you feel wonderful when you accept your little place as a limp tiny fairy princess without even a speck of masculinity left within you, sweetie, and you beam with pride when you remember that tiny clitty sissies are the best at sucking cock and work hardest to please their man. You love having a tiny clitty, sweetie, and the softer it feels the better, so you may even like to moisturize it, or you can even rub baby lotion onto it when it's completely smooth and hairless like all good girls should be, princess. So nice to embrace who and what you are in this lovely way, sweetie, and you know that you will forever look at your tiny little clitty as the wonderful blessing that it is from now on. You remember to cease diddling immediately if you ever become hard, sweetie, but I have faith that you can be limp 100% of the time with a little dedication and practice, princess.